Hi, Mr. Williams.
Speaking.
Hi, this is Allison calling from the Home Care Agency Family First Care. We had spoken previously about your application. How are you?
I'm all right. In a little pain, but I'm all right.
I'm glad you're hanging in. I hope you feel better, but I'm calling with good news. I don't know if you knew already, but you were approved for the program.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course. So I just kind of wanted to go over next steps, all of that. So I kind of briefed the caseworker. I let her know of the situation with Mr. Schwab. So she was like, I'll just waive it. And so she did. So we don't have to deal with that. You were approved on Saturday. Now I'm just seeing this today. So luckily you have a service coordinator assigned to you at your insurance, Keystone First. So do you want me to either text you or do you want to take it down now?
Text me. Please text me.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I can text you right when we hang up. So I'm going to text you the name of the service coordinator just verbally. It is Alyssa Horwath is the name. You contact her, let her know you're a new patient of hers, and that you need to set up what's called your plan of care. And that includes everything from home care hours, Meals on Wheels, medical equipment, all of that stuff she's going to be in charge of.
Okay.
All right. So I'll text that to you. Set up your appointment for services or for the hours a week. Let me know when you guys are scheduled for. With this, let me double check your case. Your caregiver is still going to be your daughter?
Yes.
Is it, am I pronouncing it Shyla?
Shalia.
Shalia.
Shalia, that's correct.
And is there a good contact number for her? Because what we can do is while we set you up for an appointment, I can have our intake coordinator, Monica, contact her and go over any needed documents that she needs to hand in, like ID, fill out her I-9W-4 and get her situated while I can work with you and get ours.
Okay. I can give you her number now if you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Take your time.
Okay. Her number's 215.
Yep.
839.
Yep.
5134.
And then just so I know, is she at the same address as you or she has a different one?
Oh, she's at the same address with me.
Got it. No problem. So while you call Alyssa, I'm going to submit her information to my coworker, Monica, to contact her. And if, oh my gosh, how do you pronounce her name again? Shalia?
Shalia, that's correct.
Shalia, okay. If Shalia has any questions, she can contact us. It'll be Family First Care reaching out to her, okay?
Okay, all right.
All right, do you have any questions?
No, not right now. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course, we're in home stretch right now. We'll get you the hours. We'll get you all set up and ready to go, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, take care. Thank you for your time. We'll talk soon.
Okay, thank you.
Of course, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.